Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2933, and today's date is November 23rd, 2022, and the title of the episode is Breaking Away from the Central Bank Has Begun. This is just the beginning. Let's talk about being prepared. Many Florida residents lost power due to the recent hurricane. There's also been a substantial loss of life due to flooded homes and cut off roadways. Many don't realize this, but a nation's power grid is its largest vulnerability. If you aren't prepared to survive months without power, you're putting your life on the line. That's why I believe everyone should have this life-saving gadget. The Light Bug is a must-have for surviving deadly blackouts this holiday season. The Light Bug is an ultra-bright portable floodlight designed to withstand an extended power outage. It holds free energy thanks to its built-in solar panels. Thousands of preppers love the peace of mind their Light Bug gives them. This Black Friday, try the Light Bug risk-free for 30 days and 25% off by using promo code BLACK25. So just click the link in the description box down below or visit lightbug.com. That's lightbug.com. After placing your order, the Light Bug will be delivered straight to your doorstep. Let's get into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now pushing everything that they have. And if you look at the two states that are pushing this, it's California and New York. They're pushing the Green New Deal. They're pushing the Great Reset. This is the template for the new world. And as people see this and as people see what California is doing, what New York is doing, people are going to reject this because those two states are going to completely implode with everything that they're doing. I mean, look what's happening out in California right now. Right now, they want to make every single truck, every diesel-powered truck in California, they want to make it electric. And the California Air Resources Board has laid out an ambitious plan to eventually force all diesel truck fleets off the road with varying timelines. This includes mandating the all-new trucks operating around busy railways and ports be zero-emission vehicles by 2024, phasing out all diesel trucks from those areas by 2035, and eventually taking every diesel truck and bus fleet off California roads by 2045, where feasible. Now, really think about this. Doesn't California have a power grid problem? Weren't they the ones telling everyone that, hey, listen, don't charge your car, don't put your air conditioning on, don't do this, don't do that, because the grid can't handle it? What happens when all the trucks and all the cars are electric? How is this going to work? And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they have accelerated the plan, and this way they're moving very, very quickly, and it will not work out in the end. Now, many who are representing the trucking and construction industry said there simply isn't enough charging capability or grid capacity in the state to move fleets over to zero-emission vehicles so quickly. The infrastructure cannot be established in this time frame. And this is coming from Mike Tunnel of the American Trucking Association. He says others are now pointing to the logistical problems in charging the electric vehicles. Most of these individuals take their vehicles home and they would have to have charging stations at each home. This isn't going to work, but look what's happened here. They have accelerated their plan and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster in the end. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to see. And the deep state, the World Economic Forum, they're trapped in this narrative. No one is buying the Green New Deal. No one is buying climate change. No one is buying that the world is overpopulated. And what's very interesting about that is that the UN came out and they said that the Earth's population will soon reach 8 billion people. And we're going to have to do something. Now, remember, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, they want depopulation because they need a world that's not using all of their resources because they believe that these resources on this planet are theirs and they don't want the slaves to use their resources. They want the slaves to use air. They want the slaves to use sun. They want the slaves to eat bugs. They want the slaves in small little areas. They want the slaves so they can't travel. But when you really break it down and you really listen to what they're saying and you start to think logically and you actually start to calculate the numbers, you start to realize when they say 8 billion people, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but let's put this into perspective. Cognitive Carbon put this out on Telegram, says, here's what 8 billion of us standing 3 feet apart in a grid, 3 feet left to right and 3 feet front to back would look like. A square only 50.8 miles on one side. And it's a little tiny speck on the air. So Cadrogo expanded on this and he says, okay, let's look at this a little bit closer. According to the UN population database, the world's population in 2010 will be 6.9 billion people. The landmass of Texas is about 268,000 square miles. So if you divide that number, which is 268,000 square miles, by 6.9 million people, you get 1,084 square feet per person. That's approximately 33 feet by 33 feet plot of land for every person on the planet. Enough space for a townhouse. So if you really look at this, basically what this is saying is that you can fit an entire world's population into the landmass of Texas with enough space for every single person to have a townhouse, leaving the rest of the world completely empty. Is the world overpopulated? No, it is not. Once again, they're trying to use their fear tactics to convince everyone that this is all happening. We have global warming. Oh, wait, no, it's not global warming. It's global cooling. Oh, wait, it's not global cooling. Oh, it's just the climate is changing. I mean, well, the climate does change, and it changes according to the sun. Everything that they've told us in the past has not panned out. Every prediction, everything that they said, everything Al Gore said, and if you go all the way back to the 70s, nothing that they predicted has come true. This should tell everyone everything you need to know. The whole thing has been a hoax from the very, very beginning to bring in or usher in the Green New Deal to control the population. And no one is buying this because the people are waking up. They don't control the narrative anymore, but they won't stop. They're going to continue on. They're going to keep pushing until the very end. Look what Biden is doing with the student loan repayment. We know already a federal judge says, hey, listen, no, Congress, they're the ones who make the laws. This can't stand. So now they're at the Supreme Court and they're waiting for this decision. But remember how they play the game. They're going to continue extending the student loan repayment through June of 2023 while they wait for the ruling. This is the game they play. And I do believe the Supreme Court is probably going to come back and smack this down, just like the federal judge did. Because who makes the laws, especially who makes the laws in regarding money? It is Congress that does this. It's not the president. The president just can't sign an executive order and say, I'm canceling everything or I want more money. That makes no sense whatsoever. And I do believe people are starting to catch on that this is a game to them. And they're going to keep pushing it. They did this with many other things where they kept people's businesses down. They knew it was completely unconstitutional. They knew that keeping people away from church or the synagogue or temple, they knew this was completely unconstitutional. They knew that making vaccines mandated was completely, they don't care. They do this because they know how the game is played. They know if they can push this as far as they possibly can, we'll just wait for that ruling. Let's talk about protecting yourself. Many Florida residents lost power due to the recent hurricane. There's also been a substantial loss of life due to flooded homes and cut off roadways. Cuba suffered the worst of the damage as the entire nation is now without power and looks to rebuild. Many don't realize this, but a nation's power grid is its largest vulnerability. If you weren't prepared to survive months without power, you're putting your life on the line. That's why I believe everyone should have this life-saving gadget. The Light Bug is a must-have for surviving deadly blackouts. The Light Bug is an ultra-bright portable floodlight designed to withstand an extended power outage. It holds a limited free energy thanks to its built-in solar panels. That means the Light Bug works rain or shine, even without traditional power for months at a time. Thousands of preppers love the peace of mind their Light Bug gives them. Stop and imagine how much safer you'll be with this gadget in your home. This Black Friday, try the Light Bug risk-free for 30 days and 25% off by using promo code BLACK25. So just click the link in the description box down below or visit lightbug.com. That's lightbug.com. After placing your order, the Light Bug will be delivered straight to your doorstep. And that's what they do. And everyone is seeing that right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with the Biden administration, they keep on putting out these ridiculous fake facts, trying to convince the public that the economy is doing well. Remember, before the midterms, they told us the economy was strong. As soon as they thought, oh, the midterms are over, hey, the economy is going to hit some setbacks right now. But they keep putting out these tweets on Twitter. You know, it's not Biden. He's just a front person. It says, the Biden-Harris administration lowered the deficit with single largest one-year reduction in American history. Well, it seems that they are being fact-checked by people, and people on Twitter are countering their argument. It says, readers added context they thought people might want to know. COVID-driven deficits in both 20 and 2021 were roughly double the previous record, 09, making the drop to fiscal year 22 sizable. but the fiscal year 22 deficit is still the fourth largest in history and is 41% larger than fiscal year 19, 2019. So people now are pushing back, letting everyone know that, yeah, what they're saying is not true. And I think people are starting to understand this. I think people are starting to realize this. And they're also starting to realize that California, New York, they are the template of what the deep state wants to do, what the central bank wants to do, what the World Economic Forum wants to do. And you can see it very clearly with California. And now you could start to see it very clearly with New York. Because right now, New York, the governor there, Hochul, she has signed a law restricting cryptocurrency mining over the environmental concerns, saying it's using way too much energy. We can't have cryptocurrency. We can't have mining here. So we're going to stop this. But really think about the banking system. You know, the banking system that the private West Central Bank system runs. Think about all their data centers. Think about all the ATM machines. Think about all the processing that happens on their systems. That energy is a lot more than cryptocurrency mining. Because think about how many branches there are. Think about how many banks there are. Think about how many data centers there are. Think about how many ATMs there are. There's quite a bit. But you can see their agenda. Their agenda is to force people away from alternative currency, to force people into the central bank digital currency. And this is why you see California, this is why you see New York pushing this agenda. But in the end, this is not going to work. Because we could see people around the world, they're going to start moving away from the central bank digital currency. And all it takes is one country. Yes, I think the United States is going to get there. But again, sometimes you need to show the people. Because really think about it. Without inflation, how do people realize that their currency is worthless? How do people understand that, hey, I can't buy the same thing that I just bought last year or 2 years ago? My currency is losing value very, very quickly. How do you show the people that the central bank system doesn't work? Well, you need the people to experience it. You need the people to go through it. And this is exactly what is happening right now. People are experiencing all of this and they're realizing, wow, look at this inflation. Wait until you see what inflation does now. Now inflation is really going to start to shoot up. Fuel prices are going to really start to shoot up because Biden already signaled that there's going to be setbacks. They already know what's going to happen. They already know what happens when the Federal Reserve raises their rates. They already know that it's going to destroy the economy because their plan was to bring us into the Great Reset. Their plan is to destroy their old system. How do you destroy your old system? Well, you need inflation. You need to bring it down and it has to be controlled. They already know this. So do we, and so do many other countries. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of countries start to take on gold and most likely Bitcoin. El Salvador seems to be the leader in all of this. And they've just passed a digital securities bill. And now they're paving the way for the issuance of Bitcoin-backed bonds. The El Salvador's Minister of the Economy, Maria Luisa, submitted a digital assets issuance bill to the country's legislative assembly, paving this way. And this was announced a year ago. But now it seems that everyone is on board and they're moving forward with this. So the digital securities law will enable El Salvador to be the financial center of Central and South America. Isn't that interesting? They're going to be the hub of all of this. Bitfinex is set to be granted a license in order to be able to process and list the bond issuance in El Salvador. The bonds will pay about 6.5% yield and enable fast-track citizenship for investors. The government will share half the additional gains with investors as Bitcoin divided once the original $500 million has been monetized. These dividends will be dispersed annually using Blockstream's asset management platform. So already everything is in motion there. Do I think it's going to happen here in the United States? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to spread to Europe? Absolutely. Yes, we're going to see a domino effect as the deep state system, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they bring down their system, we're going to see a new system being born at the same time. Actually, we saw this back in 1971. The deep state players, the central bank, what they did is they took their old system, which was attached or pegged to gold, and they wanted it completely removed. So what they did was in the late 60s, they decided to make a deal with the Middle East where they were going to create a petrodollar system. So they created the petrodollar system. We were still pegged to gold somewhat. And all they needed to do was remove the peg. And they already had two systems running at the same time. They had the one in the Middle East standing by, and they had the one that was operational right now where, yes, there was a peg to goal, but they were printing like crazy. And eventually what happened, they picked a point in time to say, let's do the switch. They created a crisis out of thin air. They created an event to convince the people it is now time to move off of the goal peg completely. I do believe that this crisis coming up is going to do the same exact thing. Countries are preparing. I do believe the United States is already prepared and ready for this, where they have a system all ready to go, which is running parallel right now to what we have today, which is the central bank fiat currency. As the central bank fiat currency, that system completely implodes and the event happens, we have a parallel system standing by to shift everyone into this new system. And I do believe the Patriots, they've been preparing for this, and I do believe they have set out a path for the Private West Central Bank. They can't stop. The inflation's going to get worse. They're going to push the Green New Deal. But in the end, the crisis is going to destroy them. The crisis is not going to work in their favor. They're the ones who are not in control. And you can see the World Economic Forum, the Private West Central Banks, they're struggling right now to push their agenda. They never expected it to be this way. They never thought the people would be out working. They never thought the children would be back to school. They never thought people would be awake. They thought people were going to be suffering in their homes. Well, they really wanted a war. They really wanted death and destruction. And this way people would not notice anything. But with the pandemic, they thought people were going to be stuck in their homes. They thought people were going to get sick. They were going to become depressed. There were going to be a lot of suicides, going to be a lot of deaths. And they would, and the supply chains would freeze up. No one would be able to get food or supplies. And they thought they were going to be able to make their move under the cover story of all of this. Now, they don't have any of this. And they're trapped in their own narrative, in their own agenda. And since the people are awake and the people are thinking logically, they can see exactly what they're trying to do. And no one is going along with it. No one is saying, yeah, you know something? I want to eat bugs. I want to make sure I can't travel. I want to make sure that my home isn't heated. I want to make sure I don't have electric. I really like the rolling blackouts. This is incredible. This new system is going to be absolutely fantastic. No one is buying any of this, especially the control of the central bank digital currency, because they already saw this out in Canada. They already saw how they can freeze your accounts if they don't like what you're doing. Same thing with PayPal, where they already announced, hey, we're going to fine you if you say something or use hate speech. And again, who's the judge of all of this? If we don't like it, we're just going to fine you. So people are already seeing this. People already understand what's happening. And the people, in the end, they're going to reject it. They have been rejecting it. And the people are going to make a completely different decision. Of course, once you see the criminality, once you see everything that they have done here, it'll be very, very easy for the people to say, you know something? We're moving in a completely different direction. And the Patriots are going to go, you know something? We just so happen to have another system ready to go. And all we have to do is move everyone into this new system. And if you can move people electronically, it's going to be that easy. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.